Hey, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to be with you today. It's the Crazy Kevin Show. What we've got on today's show? Well, we've got lots and lots of the great features that you love. We've got chat with the local business, talking to local musicians, fitness tips as well, and of course, our golden album of the week. Relax, enjoy, and welcome to the Crazy Kevin Show.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Crazy Kevin for Power FM, talking to businesses around the Toowoomba region, and I've got a gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Tony.
Now, what's your business, Tony?
Working websites.
So, working websites, what's that all about?
Well, we build websites that work, Kevin. That's what we're about.
So, how does yours work better than other websites, then?
Well, our approach to building websites is a bit different, probably, to the average way a website designer would approach a person's business. We like to get to know the person's business. We believe that your website design is driven by your business goals and objectives. So what we like to do is to understand exactly what your core services, products, information is, so that we can work out messaging around that that literally comes down to maybe two or three sentences on your homepage.
So also you do innovative things as well, don't you, with your websites, Tony?
One of the things that we believe, and it's backed up by statistics and some research, is the use of video on your website to improve engagement and also drive traffic, as well as video has a really good record for getting your message across. Statistics show that people, when you watch a video, you retain quite a bit of information from that, provided that the video is kept short, usually no longer than a minute. 30 seconds is really good. So again, we're trying to distill all the information that you want to impart into a 30-second engaging video, be it a talking head video or an animated video.
So you actually produce the animations yourself?
Yes, we do. We've specialised in producing short animated videos that, through use of animated characters, whether they be humans or dogs or cats, to express or communicate a message in an interesting way. People, when they land on a homepage, or whether it be a Facebook page or a homepage of a website, will almost, it's irresistible not to click on the video that's there. We're curious by nature, so if we can get people's attention through that device, and I'm talking about through an animated video that engages them for the full 30 seconds, then they will retain probably 80% of the information that was in that video. So hopefully that business, whatever the video is about, product, service related, you'll be top of mind in that person's mind next time they either need that product or service. And they'll think, oh, I watched a really clever little video on that website 2 weeks ago or a month ago or whenever.
So, Tony, if people want to get any more information from you about websites or animation, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is just to Google us, Working Websites Toowoomba. Visit us on the website. They can fill out the contact form that's there, or they can phone us, and we can sit down and talk to them about whether they just want to produce a video to put on an existing website that's hosted by others, or whether they indeed need to build a new website, and we can do the whole thing and integrate the video on their homepage from start to finish.
It's been great talking to one of the local businesses around here today. Tony, from Working Websites, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, that was another great chat with a business owner from around the region. Don't forget, if you'd like to come onto the show, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, it's crazy with a K. I look forward to having a lovely chat with you.
I've been watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Hey. Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I wanna talk to you for a little while, but before I make my move, my emotions start running wild. Big brown.
Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spinning KK. Yeah!
Kevin's Golden Oldies. Kevin's Golden Oldies. Kevin's Golden Oldies.
Get ready, steady, spinning KK. Golden Album of the Week.
Yes, it's time for the Golden Album of the Week, and this week's Golden Album is by Blondie, and it's Parallel Lines. Parallel Lines is a third studio album by the American rock band Blondie. It was released in September 1978 by Chrysalis Records to international commercial success. The album reached number one in the United Kingdom in 79 and proved to be the band's commercial breakthrough in the United States. What I'm going to do, I'm going to kick off with a track called Sandy Girl. This was number one in the UK singles charts in 1979, a Golden Album of the Week, Parallel Lines, and this is the first track from it, and it's Sandy Girl.
Crazy Kevin Show, the Crazy Kevin Show, the Crazy Kevin Show. We're tuning in to the Crazy Kevin Show on Power FM.
Drums, please.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. and think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beavin' at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop and live from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Well, it's time for our second track off our Golden Album of the Week. And this week, it's Parallel Lines by Blondie. Now, if you've got a favourite album and you'd like to be on the Golden Album of the Week, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevin, that's crazy with a K, powerfm@gmail.com, and tell me your favourite 3 tracks off the album, and I'll stick it on the Golden Album of the Week. Anyway, it's time for our second track, as I said, and this is Hanging on the Telephone. Yep, I've just been hanging on the telephone to somebody for about 15 minutes. I won't name and shame, but it's a utility place, eh? Anyway, it's Hanging on the Telephone. It's a song written by Jack Lee. It was first performed by The Nerves. Later in 1978, it was recorded and released as a single by Blondie. Here it is, Hanging on the Telephone.
I'm in the phone booth. I heard your mother
Yes, sir. This your man Hotline, and you tuned in to the Crazy Kevin Show.
Power FM.
Yeah.
This is Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I'm so lucky today. I've got a lovely lady with me. What's your name?
I'm Megan. Megan O'Brien.
Well, Megan, you recently won this prestigious competition. Tell us all about it. Go on.
It was so much fun. It was like the Streets and Lanes Festival. I saw it online, basically. I was going to class, and I saw the sign, and I was like busking, and I'm like, oh, I haven't done anything musical since I've come down here for uni. I need to go into it right now. So I applied during class, which was not easy.
Well, wait a minute. Let's just step back a bit there. During class, are you at school?
Yeah, I go to USQ, University of Southern Queensland.
And what are you taking there?
Theatre and music. So, yeah.
So music is in your blood?
I guess so. You could say that. My dad's pretty musical. My mom's pretty musical. She's won a couple awards for piano and stuff.
So how did you perform on the day? Did you have to perform and then you get through to the final, or how did it work?
In the morning, it started at 8. I didn't start my set till 10:30, but we had 3 half-an-hour sets all around town, which is weird because usually I sing for 3 hours and I'm gone. So, like, having to wait between sets was kind of like, oh! But it was fun. And then at the end of the day, they would there's these little cards that they put in the hats that you got at the start of the day, and that would win the People's Choice Award. I didn't win that.
They like invisible people just watching you? You didn't know who was.
Some people can sign up some people could sign up to put the cards in the hat. A couple of my friends did that. Some of them were the judges who would walk around and judge.
And you didn't know who they were?
No, well, you kind of guessed the people that had little books out that were writing, or people that would just had like these little pins, but some of people had pins. Listen, I like to talk and ask people stuff. I'm a very sociable person, I think.
So, Megan, in your sort of 3 half hours, what sort of music do you play?
I play my own mostly because that's what I'm most comfortable with. Like, I know the words at least for those ones, but I do like to play a bit of rock and roll, a bit of Jack Black inspired sort of anything. And I can make anything sound crazy, basically. Anything that can make you laugh.
That's great. Have you got any musical influences at all? And what do you like?
Oh, I do like Jack Black. And I do like Kate Miller-Heike, who's an Australian singer. She's amazing. Have you ever heard of The Beards, Australian band?
No.
Oh, man, they're so good. I think they're from Adelaide. They toured for ages, 10 years. Last year, they just split up. But they're just a comedy band that's nothing but beards. Nothing, anything, just beards. Anyway, I love them. I got a bit of influence from them. But I just can't write comedy songs. Oh. I wish I could.
So what did you win?
I won 1,000 buckaroonies and this interview. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's great to have you on Power FM. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a song I wrote a couple of days ago. I called it Do You Remember? it's still in the works, but that sounds about right.
Oh, what's it about then?
Well, it's not about anything specific. About a person that has been lied to, I guess. Ooh. Lied about, rumors, and the other people are confused about if they should trust them still, but the person that knows they're right tells them, like, I'm right, okay? Listen, you know me. You don't know the other person. You know me more than you know. Listen, it's a bit confusing, but you'll get it once you hear it.
Looking forward to listening to it. And good luck for the rest of your uni. And we hope to see you up there on the stage doing well.
I hope
wherever
so as well.
You will be. Megan, thanks for chatting to us today on Power FM. And take it away.
Thank you, Kev.
Don't rush, you won't believe me. Don't stop, it's hard to feel at home. Don't assume, I hate assuming. Don't believe what the unsure wrote. And I know, yeah, I know, I know, I know. Time to remember, remember who I was before. It's hard to decipher who's right and who's wrong, but you know it's me, and you know it's me. But you know it's me, and you know it's me. La da da da. Just look, just take a second. Actually look deep into my eyes. Don't assume, I hate assuming. Can you see the malice? Can you see the lies behind my eyes? No, you can't. No, you can't. Try to remember who I was before. I know it's hard to decipher who's right and who's wrong, but you know it's me, and you know it's me. But you know it's me, and it's always been me. Time to remember who I was before. Yes, you remember, I haven't changed a single flaw. But you know it's me, and you know it's me. But you know it's me, and it's always been me. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. And it's me, and you know it's me. Oh, and it's me, and you know it's always been me.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I go?
It's time for our third track from our golden album of the week, which is Blondie's Parallel Lines. And this is probably the most famous track of all. This is Heart of Glass. It's a song that was written by Debbie Harry and guitarist Chris Stein. It was released as the album's third single in January 1979 and reached number one on the charts of several countries, including the United States and the United Kingdom. Here it is, our golden album of the week, third track, and it's Blondie with Heart of Glass. Enjoy. Man and woman were married for many years. Whenever there was a confrontation, yelling could be heard deep into the night. The old man would shout, "When I die, I will dig my way up and out of the grave and come back and haunt you for the rest of your life." Neighbours feared him. The old man liked the fact that he was feared. Then one evening he died when he was 98. After the burial, her neighbours concerned for her safety asked, Aren't you afraid that he may indeed be able to dig his way out of the grave and haunt you for the rest of your life? The wife said, let him dig. I had him buried upside down, and I know he won't ask for directions. Bob, Bob! Hey, if you've got any jokes, any funny tales, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com, and I'd like to say them on the show. Thank you very much. Let's keep going with the music that you want to hear.
Oh,
It's that time again. It's time for our fitness tip from Sarah from the World Gym. How are you doing, Sarah?
Going pretty great, Kevin. How about you?
Fantastic. Now, it's great talking to you every week with the great tips. Now, the tip today, my question to you is why you shouldn't skip meals.
Kevin, that's an easy one. For all those listeners out there, when you skip meals, your metabolism slows down and you are not burning calories like you should. Your body thinks that you are starving. So when you eat again, your body stores away more than usual. This results in more fat.
Fantastic. Once again, thank you, Sarah.
Cheers, Kevin.
Goodness gracious me, once again, time's run out with us. I hope you enjoyed the show today and look forward to seeing you next week, Wednesdays and Sundays. And if you've got any jokes, any stories, or your business, or a musician, any fitness tips, whatever, just drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com. And don't forget, that's a crazy with a K. Till the next time, bye.